Sadly, this was my reality. I was here, and he was probably grinning in her ugly pug mug. I blew a shot of hot carbon dioxide into the receptionist's face, and she fanned the space between us. Really, Ms. Thang? That was my way of releasing my stress. Scrolling my eyes down toward the text, thinking I better get air instead of snatching her ass from behind the counter and choking the shit out of her. Narrowing my eyelids, I said, "You swiped my luxury black card upon my arrival 15 minutes ago. Show some damn respect." Silence lingered. Refusing to look up at her, I did not have to defend my impeccable oral hygiene against her rudeness. No apology was warranted. If she valued her job, she'd swallow her thoughts and get over it. "Is it blue?" I inquired, looking at the blank signature line until the letters blurred into a blotch. Striving daily to be a perfect wife, whatever that meant, I struggled to find a reason for me to have a paradigm shift and forgive him. I couldn't find a plausible justification. Perfection was unattainable for people who weren't upstanding like me. "I'm sorry?" She frowned with one last wave, captured in my peripheral, that was closer to her face. Turning her back, she took a deep breath, exhaled, then stared at me. Young, white, semi-attractive, big boobs. What was she sorry for? The unbuttoned white coat revealed she had an ass bigger than mine. A female in her employable position, possibly earning barely above minimum wage, could come up overnight by fucking my husband. She probably had several socially degrading profiles, sporting practically naked photos of herself in a G-string swimsuit. I was almost sure of that. Whores were the reason I was here. They enjoyed sucking dicks and surfing online. Plenty of Fish, Match, eHarmony, Black People Meet. Desperate, horny, sleazy, unscrupulous Jezebels hunting for men on dating sites disgusted me. Sternly, I replied, "Blue. Is the ink?" As one of few to maintain a 4.0 GPA up to and through college, I believed unnecessarily starting anything over was a waste of precious time. Filling out a form, reverting to being single, I did my damnedest to get everything right the first time. Filing for divorce was an embarrassment I didn't want to become my future. Birthing kids out of wedlock was worse. Thank God I'd gotten procreation out of the way. Having another baby didn't mean my man would stay. My mother was living proof of that. Not one, two, or three, but four times. Maybe I should have had a tubal ligation. Sighing heavily, I elaborated, "I only sign my name in blue ink." There went that hand of hers, swatting as though flies flew out of my mouth. She pinched her nose, held it for 3 seconds. "Bitch, do it again and watch me snatch your fingers and bend them backward." Her brows drew closer, as though she'd heard my thoughts. "My apology, Mrs. Crystal." If she was my assistant, I'd fire her right then. One "I'm sorry" was one too many. I scanned her head to chest, my breasts rising as I inhaled. Felt my nostrils flaring a little. I shook my head. The strawberry matte lipstick smeared across her full lips was inappropriate for an establishment that primarily serviced women. Picking up a blank piece of paper, she scribbled, eyed me, then retorted, "It is blue," handing the pen to me. The moment I held the ballpoint, she let go. I took a deep breath. She stepped back. "Fuck you too," I screamed in my mind. Was my decision to come here out of spite and for revenge? You damn right. After learning of my husband's indiscretions, I didn't need his input. What I was moments away from doing would slice his heart in half, and I'd happily watch him slowly bleed as he'd become emotionally distraught. The way I cried myself to sleep without him by my side last night, the night before, and the night before that, was my deciding factor.